Developer Kim Blickenstaff believes President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan offers a unique opportunity to create new green space in downtown Peoria. Tim Shelley speaks with him about his Interplay Park concept.
Historically, you look back at Peoria, that north side was joined, to Peoria, and it was very walkable. And you had churches, and you had all the performance venues like Shrine Auditorium, Scottish Rites, and others all around it. And this would be a way to heal the city and create a walking course, a central park all the way from OSF Cancer Center, all the way down through to the riverfront and then down to the warehouse district. So it could be what really sparks the renewal and revival of Peoria. And again, this is federal funding, and this is not IDOT or state and local. This is our chance. We pay our taxes, and so it's a chance to get that investment in Peoria.
And let's talk a little bit, since we're radio, just to describe what this actually is. So this is green space that's actually constructed above the interstate, and I believe the concept is from Adams to Perry. Just describe what that actually looks like a little bit.
So the idea is to take out at least one or two of the overpasses that are in that stretch. We would have, obviously, traffic across Perry and traffic across Adams, but to create a series of what we call programs. We're talking a lot about intergenerational programs, so we want the north side to be a place where older folks like me live, and they're in amongst the kids. There's programs for us that are older and want a little bit more quiet. There could be splash parks for the kids because it's so hot and humid in the summer. There could be an outdoor performance venue. You can see things like the vendor restaurants that pop up, places to sit. At both ends of it, we're going to create these iconic structures that will actually be botanical. So one of them is what we're calling the Tree Cathedral. That would be on the west end of the stretch, and tall trees up on a sort of oval circular structure that would actually be right next to the Scottish Rites and the mansion that's still there. And then as you enter Peoria, there would be another structure. Actually, it would be a Lacey structure, circular, a cylinder, where you actually could, the kids can look down safely at the traffic passing under in the small area. So it announces Peoria, whether you're coming in from the east or the west. And when you're up in the bridge, you'll be looking down on it. You'll see a green Central Park-like corridor through the city as the first thing you see.
I-74 is kind of a divider between downtown and the North Valley area. So why is it so important to create more walkability and connectivity between, these two areas?
Well, I'll tell you a story. A couple of years ago, before I bought a house here, I was staying at the Pier Marquette, and I was having a drink at the bar with a couple of guys that were in town for training for Komatsu or CAT. And they wanted to know a good place to go out and eat, where they could sit outside and enjoy it. It was a nice day that day. And I'm at the Pier Marquette, and I said, Obeds and Isaac. You walk past the Madison Theater across the interstate, and there it is. And they said, oh, we're going to drive. And I'm like, what? You're going to drive? They didn't want to walk across the loud interstate. So I think that's the importance of it, is that people's perception is that when you're in the Pier Marquette, you're not connected to something as close as Obeds and Isaac. And in fact, when this is complete, you'll be able to walk from the Peoria Women's Club all the way up to the Scottish Rites and past all the activities. So I think it's going to heal the city. One of the things we've been talking about is the noise reduction. If you go down there and stand on, any given day on one of those streets that pass over the I-74, you don't have to have rush hour to have it be loud. A single loud truck, a single loud sports car. I mean, it just echoes and is thrown up to the neighborhood around it. So making that quiet, peaceful, and inviting again, I think, is a real, real impact of this proposed park.
That was local developer Kim Blickenstaff speaking with Tim Shelley. Head to WCBU.org to view photos of the proposed park.